Hello, and welcome to Gamer Premonitions, Resident Evil Viage. I'm your host, Dan Video Games, and with me, as usual, is Bob from Gigaboots.
Dan, why?
KZ from KZExcellent.com. Oh, I thought we were all just going to yell, Dan, why? And Mr. Feel from Mr. Feel's Wild Ride.
Dan, your small time.
Well, thank you all for joining us. For people who haven't watched this show before, Gamer Premonitions is where we all gather to tell you what's going to be in an upcoming video game that people are probably very excited about. In this case, definitely very excited about. We each bring four premonitions across four rounds, and then you get to vote following the link in the description to say who had the best premonitions. But before we get started, Mr. Feel, what is Resident Evil Viage?
Resident Evil 8 Viage is a 2021 game by Capcom. In this game, Chris Redfield, in a furious rage that his sister won't have sex, goes on a rampage, killing everyone in his path. The only thing that can stop him is Leon Kennedy, but he's busy being in a Netflix show. So, Dan, are you excited for Resident Evil 8 Village?
I am extremely excited for Resident Evil 8 Village. I look forward to Resident Evil 9, where they really struggle to fit that one into the text.
Yes. Resident Evil 9 inch nails.
Resident Evil I Feel 6 and the IX forms a Roman numeral 9. I'm very excited, and I'm even more excited to get our premonitions started. Okay, well, I guess we're going to start with Bob. Bob, what is going to happen in Resident Evil 8?
Okay.
Village.
I have it right here.
Okay.
I know the origin of the new virus.
Virus?
Yes.
The virus.
The virus will be from Siberian permafrost that's now melting due to global warming.
Holy shit. That's actually pretty likely.
That's a real news article. That's actually happening. I think that's going to be in the game.
I think you're probably onto something here. Jesus. Oh, no. I can't believe the witches were behind global warming.
I mean, as the games have established, there's just freaky shit in the bedrock. That's where the Las Plagas and the shit from 5 were.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's just like we were just digging and there it was.
Yeah, no, exactly. That's just how it works now, I guess. We all have to beware of the earth crust. That's where all the nasty bits are. Well, I think that's a pretty good premonition, Bob. We're going to go to KZ next for his first premonition. KZ, what's happening in Resident Evil 8 Village?
So, we're looking at Resident Evil 8. It's a pretty tough situation. We got Chris. Why? He's big, built bigger than ever before.
I don't know about
at least
that.
at least compared to the last game, where...
He got a buff.
Yeah, he got a little buff. I don't think Ethan can deal with this unless he gets a little stronger. That's why I feel like at some point in the game, you will have to take on Chris. But by that point, Ethan will have gotten vampire powers.
Okay. I'll just say this because I also had basically the exact same thing. Except for me, he doesn't get vampire powers. He gets a werewolf arm.
Can he use it to open wolf doors?
Yes. I did have it written down that he would knock a door open with it as soon as you get it.
I'm going to count that.
I just wrote down Ethan becomes powerful. I didn't elaborate.
I also wrote down he became powerful through the power of vampire blood, turning him into a vampire so he can do cool blood combos.
Oh, blood combos. Man, vampire powers and werewolf powers. This really is Mirror of Fate.
It's gonna be great. You have to play. You have to play the game 3 times, and the 3rd time, you don't even know why you are.
Because you already know the ending and beginning.
I don't think we've seen any shots of him holding a gun. We might be onto something here.
Mm-hmm. Wait till you see his blood cannon.
Okay.
He just spent the last 2 years getting trained in CQC by Joe Baker.
Yeah, he does nothing but hand-to-hand combat.
He doesn't even need guns.
That'd be so good.
He has elaborate throws.
We're going to have a training montage flashback. Oh, man, that sounds incredible. Okay. I have quite a few premonitions I feel very strongly about. I'm conflicted on which to start with. I'm going to go ahead and start with... So there's that handsome guy in the first trailer they showed, the one from June, who looks kind of like Cheshire from Bayonetta. He's got the brim hat and kind of long hair and a bearded face. Mm-hmm. He's going to be the werewolf that hunts you throughout the game, and Ethan won't realize this until he's killed by one of the Coven witches. And he'll be so confused with this revelation, he'll go, "Handsome guy, why?"
Scott, I hate you.
It's going to be, they're going to play it kind of close to the Resident Evil 4 dynamic, where it's like, is this guy helping me? Is he against me? Because when he's in human form, he's all friendly and smiles. And Ethan can't put together that the bearded guy in human form is the bearded werewolf. He's not connecting those dots, no matter how incredibly similar the stubble and silveredness is. So, yeah, no, he's going to be really chummy with this guy, even though he should be weary of him. You know, this is or be wary of him. You know, this is Ethan from 7. So he's going to do a lot of things that are, you know, like American horror movies, most people would watch them do and go, "What the fuck are you doing, Ethan?" So he's going to trust this guy a little bit too much, but eventually it's going to be tragic when the real bad guys kill him. Also, he's Jake Mueller.
You know, I actually had the premonition that he was Jake, but I looked at his scars and they didn't line up right. Oh, so I was like, I'm not doing it.
They just decided to redesign it.
I had a Jake premonition.
Look what they do to Chris.
My Jake premonition was Jake will be mentioned but not seen anywhere in the game.
Man, we have one of us will be right.
No, he could just not be in there at all.
That's true. I think this is him. I think they're just going to be like, "We redesigned him. Don't worry about it." Because look at that dude's face, okay? You looking at it? You thinking about it? You telling me they're not going to cast Troy Baker as that?
Jesus.
Okay, and that's it for my premonition. We'll move on to Mr. Feel's first premonition. Mr. Feel?
Well, in the game, either as a DLC, something you see, or just something that's mentioned in a file, you will discover that Joe Baker has joined the BSAA.
Yes!
And they just airdrop him into situations like a tactical nuke.
Oh my god.
They're going to talk about it like the people at Rockstar talking about that one guy they need to fix their game. They're going to be like, "We need Joe
I
Baker.
I need the Ben.
We need the Baker."
They just give him 2 of those gloves.
It's the way S.H.I.E.L.D. like transports the Hulk. They just dump him out of the plane and he lands and starts kicking ass.
They're like, "Wait, Joe, are you shit-faced?" And he's like, "That's my secret. I'm always shit-faced."
We can ship him down with a pack of bugs and he's ready to go.
A pack of Bud Lights?
Bud Lights and bugs, yes.
Oh, okay.
You know, because he ate grubs and all sorts
of
gross stuff.
That's true. Okay, yeah, that's fair. You gotta bring up, you gotta make sure he has food. Just stuff his pockets with grubs and shit. Jesus Christ. Well, that does it for the first round. We're going to go to KZ for his second premonition. KZ, what's going to happen in Resident Evil V Roman numeral 8? Wait, no, Roman numeral 8 age.
All right, so there are a lot of really great villains in Resident Evil. But one that we have unfortunately since lost was Wesker, of course.
Mm-hmm.
However, at some point in this game, whether they'll be a big part of it or not, I feel like Wesker will have some form and once again be back. Because unfortunately, through the 2016 game we all played, Resident Evil Umbrella Corps, there are actual voice lines of his character, even some they didn't even use, implying that he not only is alive or in that his death was exaggerated and that he never died. And in interviews, they kept saying over and over again, no, this is a follow-up to Resident Evil 6 and is canon. So my premonition is that he will in some form be in 8 to at least maybe set up him being back in 9.
So I have a counter-premonition. My premonition is that you will play as Chris for one part of this and the witches will make him hallucinate that Wesker's alive.
Initially, my premonition was going to be they're performing a ritual here to bring him back with magic.
Oh, that's good.
But when I Googled around and they're like, this game just says he's alive. I'm like, this series rules.
Yeah, like,
Wesker doesn't get despawned by a rocket launcher.
That's true. He just goes for a little bath. God. The tyrant from 1 despawning in the GameCube version kills me. Okay, we gotta move on. I gotta choose my second premonition. Okay. This is a strong one, I think. In Resident Evil 4, you can kill, in quotation marks, the merchant. On normal difficulties, like, you know, amateur and normal, he'll eventually come back with no mention or change at all. Right? On professional mode, he stays dead for the entire rest of the game. In Resident Evil 8, you can kill the merchant and you get a few items off of his corpse. But eventually, he'll return to his shop place, and if you revisit him, he'll murder you in a horrifying manner while ranting about you being a thief.
Okay, we all played Link's Awakening.
I think this will legitimately happen because that man wrenching my head off in first person is terrifying.
I thought he would just charge you for what you took before he sold you anything else.
I think you assume he's a much more benevolent man than I do.
I prefer the idea that he, like, knocks you out and you wake up and all your money's gone.
See, I would assume that he would just call you a name and now everything's twice as much.
He just takes your clothes and equipment the whole rest of the game. It's like, God, I'm so cold.
Imagine if it worked just like RE4 and you're like, he didn't take my money, I have all my weapons. Where'd all my upgrades go? Ugh. It's like he takes all your upgrades and then triples the price in the shop for all upgrades.
Either way, make a separate save file before you do that, everyone. You have no idea how bad that can go.
You've been warned.
We're poisoning you.
They start doing some real horror shit, and he remembers across save files.
Oof.
No.
It's tied to your PlayStation Network ID.
Yeah. Oh. It's tied to the system file. Right. Tied to the system save.
Oh, man.
and he won't punish you on those other saves, but he'll just be like, I know. Don't do that again.
He gives you a look he doesn't give you elsewise. We're gonna go to Mr. Feel for the next premonition. Mr. Feel, what's your second premonition?
Well, I am going to directly counter Dan and KZ's Wesker premonition.
Oh shit.
The Chris we see in the trailer is not actually Chris. He is a BOW that can copy the way people look. This will be used at various points in the story to have Ethan interact with fake versions of various Resident Evil characters, and they will use it to do a red herring with Wesker. It will not actually be Wesker, it will be this new BOW imitating Wesker. You might still have to have a boss fight with him where he teleports around.
Oh god. Fighting like super Wesker in first person. Ugh.
Yeah, no, that... not with Resident Evil, not with how Resident Evil 7 feels. That, oh man,
just imagine you find out something's not right. Like, you get that feeling that maybe this isn't Chris, and then he grabs you and his face becomes Jack Baker. And then he punches you.
I just think about your thumbnail.
Welcome to the stream, son.
No.
Well, I guess then we're going to take it to Bob for his second premonition, ending round two.
I guess I have to counter again. Feel premonition.
Holy shit.
My own interpretation of what we've seen of Chris.
Oh, shit.
That in that sequence, Mia is in fact the fake and this hallucinated version of Mia that Ethan's seeing. So Chris is there basically to knock him out of that. And that's why he kills the fake Mia. And that's how Ethan ends up going on this journey to this other place to find real Mia.
Okay. That makes sense. That checks out. I'm seeing this.
I hope so, because I hope you didn't spend an entirety of one game only to get a character who gets owned at the start of the next game.
It doesn't feel great, but they do some weird stuff with Mia at the end of 7, so I don't know.
You save Mia, and then they just get divorced.
So I have a slightly different counter to Bob's premonition, which I'll start round 3 with.
Ooh.
I'm fucking exhausted.
In the opening of the game, Chris kills Mia and their family home, but what isn't shown in the trailers is that Ethan and Mia have a child, and Chris kidnaps that child and says if Ethan wants to see the child again, he has to go to the village and Scooby-Doo mystery that shit. He's forcing him to solve the problem there because only he can do it. Also, I have your baby.
Why?
What you don't see right before that shot when he shoots Mia is he tosses the baby through the air to another member.
Oh, nice. And do they cut to like the baby's like, oh my god, hey, just like in fucking Yakuza 6?
Yes. I don't feel like that would fit with the tone of this scene, but they absolutely do it, Casey.
Neither does Chris Y.
Oh no, that fits exceptionally. What a good I love Ethan. Okay, next for the third round of premonitions, we're gonna go to Mr. Feel. Mr. Feel, what's gonna happen in this game?
There will be a new virus. It will be the V virus, and they will keep saying it and putting it in text as V-Iris.
That's the most probable premonition of the entire show so far.
And it will be really dumb, but it will be played so straight, everybody will be losing their mind in every cutscene.
Yeah, that's every Resident Evil thing ever. It will be played straight and you will die.
Wait a second. He's infected with the V-Iris? I'm still back at V is a fake. It's like, no, you've been hallucinating. Wait, what have I been making love to? And it gets to Ethan in bed with a chair.
What?
He's like, Chris, why? And when he looks back down at the body, it's a chair. Oh my god. Okay. We're gonna go to Bob for his third premonition. Bob.
Okay, so we've seen this lady in white, like in this white elaborate Victorian dress.
Mm-hmm.
My premonition is that she is actually Veronica Ashford, who we've heard about before. She's long dead, but they found this new vampire virus able to actually bring her back to a full human form.
Virus.
Yes, it's virus. Also, she leads Blue Umbrella. She's the one that Chris talks to in the DLC in 7. Because we heard that was Veronica. If that's just straight up the original Veronica somehow back from the dead and is controlling everything behind the scenes, it'd be pretty crazy.
That would be pretty crazy. Oh,
God.
Seems very likely, Bob. We're going to go to KZ for his third premonition.
Despite fears and evidence, Resident Evil 8 Village on PS5 will run at a stable frame rate and in 4K.
I I almost had a premonition
against this. I know I'm going against it. I'd hate to potentially steal something from Dan, but that's the first premonition I wrote on this document.
I almost put it in the summary.
Thank God you didn't.
Yeah, I think it's entirely possible that this game runs at above 1080p and does so somewhat stably. I think that's really possible, KZ.
I don't know.
I heard they're having problems.
I was able to come up with this while also feeling bad for Xbox for some reason. I don't know. It's a weird combo.
Well, that ends round three, leading us to the last round, the fourth round of premonitions. And starting us off on round four is going to be feel what is happening in Resident Evil 8 Village.
The true antagonist of Resident Evil will finally be revealed. The one who has been built up throughout all the media in the throughout the whole series. Trent.
Who?
Who?
Trent, first established in the incredible S.D. Perry novels of Resident Evil, Trent runs White Umbrella and was a former high-ranking member of the agency, and he is confirmed in the novels to be the only person who scares Wesker. You never see his face. You only see him in shadow and through phone calls.
My God, this is
terrible.
This
game will make him canon and make him the primary antagonist of the whole series. Real name Victor Darius.
Okay. Bob, what is your fourth and final gamer premonition?
All right. Most of these trailers, we've only seen stuff of the village, but they also show this immaculate castle in the background.
Yeah.
My premonition is that Chris has been brainwashed via that crystal diamond stuff in his chest, much like Jill in Resident Evil 5, into being the lord of this castle.
Oh my God, what? He's Richter?
Yes, he's Richter.
What?
And Jill shows up to save him.
So is Wesker his Dracula? He's like, now that Wesker's gone, my job is finished.
Yeah, basically.
And that's why he's trying to resurrect Wesker with the witches. This all makes sense.
It all adds up.
Jesus fucking Christ.
What are you talking about?
Well, that's cool that Chris owns a castle now.
Yeah. It's in really tight with Veronica being brainwashed. No.
Yeah. I guess we're going to go to KZ for his final premonition. KZ, what's going to happen in Resident Evil 8 Village as it runs at a stable frame rate?
and a pretty decent next-gen resolution. Shit. I'm like, I shouldn't go for a weak thing. I have a list of rankings of how I do premonitions, which are like, there's the high-ranking stuff that's plot-related. There's the jokey ones. And then there are the low-gimme ones, like, it will have a first-person mercenaries mode.
Yeah.
Like, maybe they'll do something like that.
Yeah.
You're floundering. The things must not be going too well.
Right.
No, okay, at the end, I didn't want to use this one because it's too stupid. They will reveal in this through the magic of witches to establish the fact that this takes place on the normal Resident Evil timeline, but you will somehow learn that the remakes they've recently done exist in an alternate universe timeline.
So,
and a character that will appear in the Resident Evil 4 remake will appear here using cosmic powers where they can jump between universes.
So are you saying next year, 2022, we should expect to see Resident Evilville and Resident Evil Ultraville and Resident Evil Ultra Edge?
I'm just excited to see Resident Evil Verse.
Jesus. Followed up by the weirdly dumbed down Resident Evil Go.
I was like, Resident Evil's already stupid. What if it just became that level of, like, anime Japanese stupid? instead of we're trying to make really schlocky, insane shit that also sometimes is a Michael Bay movie.
I'm just in my head mechanically working out a Resident Evil Let's Go. Use the motion controls to shoot Wesker.
I'm sorry, we've removed a lot of Resident Evil characters this time.
We can only fit half of Chris in the game.
That's a
He's too big. He won't fit on the cartridge.
That's why Leon isn't in this one. People really like him.
Well, actually, to counter that, for my final premonition,
fuck.
Resident Evil 8 is different from every other Resident Evil. See, normally, there's an important BOW or outbreak that has occurred, will occur. We're trying to prevent that problem. Something important's happening, and we need to solve it. We need to cut it off at the bud, you know, nip it at the bud before things get out of hand or get even worse. Resident Evil 8 has completely different motivations. Chris is just pissed at the Covenant of the Witches because Leon will fuck them but won't fuck his sister.
That's a you know, that's to the point. That's and a reasonable thing.
It's definitely real.
Yeah, he's the head of that department. He's somehow convinced his superiors that this is a real threat. He needs to take them all down now.
It makes just as much sense as mine.
See, this will tie into mine, and the real Chris will show up, and the mimic BOW will turn into Ada, and Chris will just get fucking pissed. More pissed than he would get at Wesker.
God.
He's going to make a really pissed face in this that matches up to the meme image they keep posting every time I post that.
You know, I had one at this point I couldn't get out.
Oh, well, feel free to dump it here.
We see they have vampires, werewolves. I think we're going to get the full universal set of monsters. Oh. Frankenstein, Invisible Man, and the Mummy.
So are the rest of them in the castle?
Yeah, the rest of them show up throughout. There might even
so
be like...
this is really just a Castlevania game.
Yes.
Oh, that's great. I'm okay with this.
I hate you. That was one of my other ones. So I was like, do I want to go the stupid anime one, or do I want to do the one where it's Castlevania-esque, you go inside portraits?
Okay, Bob, I got to ask you.
Uh-huh.
Since you're, you know, referencing classic Castlevania where there are Hollywood movie monsters, right?
Right.
Are there false floors, and do you check them with holy water?
I was going to say definitely to the false floors, but I think the holy water might be too much.
Well, I mean, that makes sense. A false floor would be a hallucination caused by the witches.
Right.
So that just makes sense. Bob, if Chris is the head of this castle, I'm going to have a stroke.
Yeah.
You shoot the wall and food comes out of it. But if you, engage with it, it deals damage.
No, see, the monster, you're fighting like a werewolf or whatever, or a Frankenstein or whatever, and like he chops off your leg and then punches into a wall and pulls out pot roast. Well, I think that's going to do it for this episode of Gamer Premonitions. Thank you all for watching.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Gamer Premonitions. This show, like our other podcasts, is only possible with the generous time our co-hosts have given to us and the equipment we've bought to make it higher quality and easier to produce. Please consider supporting our podcast series on our Gigaboots Podcast Patreon and look forward to more Gamer Premonitions and Big Think Dimension in the future. Gigaboots videos were brought to you by our lordly executive producers, Esme, Nicholas Cameron, E. Lee Broyles, Star Falcon, Spaceman Spiff, Danny Richardson, Red Blaze 27, We Fall Now, and the ghost of Adam Admar implores you to play more Saga. Thank you very much to our executive producers.
And also these guys.
Soar on over to patreon.com/gigaboots and become an executive producer today.